Gulf Islands National Seashore is hosting an open house Tuesday to gather public input on the proposed relocation of a stretch of Fort Pickens Road. WUWF's Dave Dunwoody reports.
This is a road that's been around for more than half a century, but in the past decade, says Gulf Island Superintendent Dan Brown, the easternmost portion nearest the Gulf of Mexico has been hit numerous times by high surf and tides and storm surge, most notably from Hurricanes Ivan and Dennis.
That made Federal Highways ask some real hard questions. Do we want to keep spending $12 million every year to rebuild this road? They'd looked real hard at a variety of alternatives.
Brown says that part of the road has become so vulnerable that it no longer takes a hurricane or tropical storm to dump sand and overwash on it.
All it takes is a high tide and a strong south wind or just a good rain, and we end up having to close the road. And that'll happen anymore as much as a dozen times a year, anywhere from half a day to a week or more at a time.
The project, which carries a $6 million price tag and is subject to the Federal National Environmental Policy, or NEPA Act, calls for moving just under 2 miles of the road further inland. Another 3 miles of existing roadway would be paved.
We approached Federal Highways and asked if they would be willing in this project to consider realigning that particular section of the road. They said that they would, so we're engaged in the NEPA compliance process now and have a public meeting scheduled for this Tuesday to receive public comment.
The plan is fairly straightforward. The existing road will remain open during the realignment work to avoid disrupting public access to the park. Brown says there will be a minor disruption during the overlay process, which will close one lane and then the other to traffic. Mother Nature is also being taken into consideration.
We've selected a route. We walked it very carefully to avoid to the greatest extent possible any of the existing dunes and dune vegetation and wetlands and so forth. Some of the curves, in order to avoid the dunes, are a little bit sharper.
In all likelihood, the speed limit on Fort Pickens Road will drop from the current 35 miles an hour during non-shorebird nesting season to 20 miles an hour year-round because of the sharper curves. Prior to the rebuild after Dennis, Brown says working through the NEPA process took more than 3 years, but resulted in some improvements.
They lowered the elevation of the road with the thought that they wanted the overwash and the sand to cover the asphalt, thinking that would protect it. And thus far, that has been happening. And the asphalt itself, after we removed the sand, it's still been intact. So that certainly saved a lot of time and money from having to rebuild the road.
In terms of a construction schedule, this is a project to be funded in fiscal year 2015, which begins October 1st. It's also being placed on as fast a track as possible.
Because of the sensitivity for shorebird nesting, we want to make sure that the construction is completed by March. We're hoping to have the final decision document, which is called a finding of no significant impact, completed relatively soon so that once we're in the new fiscal year and the funding is available, the project can be initiated.
The project also includes an additional lane at the park's entrance station to speed up visitor access, and parking lot 22, which is prone to flooding, will be reconfigured. The informal open house is set for Tuesday from 3 to 7 p.m. at the Naval Live Oaks Visitor Center, located on U.S. 98 just east of Gulf Breeze. To view and comment on the environmental assessment and the park plan, visit parkplanning.nps.gov. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.